Unit 10. Listening, Part 2. Exercise 3.
Three friends and I have come here for an Arabic course at the Advanced Language Centre as part of our degree at London University. In our first year, we were offered the choice of several modern languages. Persian, Turkish and Arabic were available, but I was charmed by the Arabic lecturer, who had a huge smile and a passion for his subject. As the course developed, so did my fascination with Arabic, its different alphabet, and the culture in a Middle Eastern country. In the end, I decided this was the best place. The city has a lively cultural scene, and its colloquial dialect is the most widely understood throughout the Arab world. We arrived in September and got to our hotel at about 10 p.m. Unfortunately, the staff were nervous about letting us stay, as we were a mixed group who were all unmarried. We eventually found another hotel, where we haggled over the price of rooms. We spent the next few days settling in and getting to know the city. Then our course leader arranged flats for us to look around. We chose a light, spacious flat with a friendly and helpful landlady. It's much better than I was used to in London. It was a fascinating time for us, but the culture shock was so great that within the first week, one of our group returned home. The area around our language centre is crowded with shops and cafes, where people sit and drink tea. We usually have lunch at the centre, small flatbreads stuffed with falafel or beans, or large circular pieces of bread, filled with strips of beef and pieces of cheese. We have two teachers. Rania is a young woman who wears a hijab that always matches her jeans. In her lessons, we learn how to greet, congratulate, and explain why we are studying here. Ingi dresses in a more Western style. Jeans, short sleeves, no hijab. With her, we do role plays. We shop for groceries and other everyday items, and we also arrange visits to places of interest. It's Ramadan at the moment, but the teachers seem relatively unaffected by it. They teach for 4.5 hours a day, Sunday to Thursday, with no food or water from sunrise until sunset. One of the most difficult challenges in learning Arabic is that to us, there seems to be no connection between the written and the spoken forms. Quite apart from the different script, the written form of the language has no vowels, making some words very difficult to understand. Also, pronunciation is very tricky, because lots of Arabic sounds are made at the back of the throat, something that I find really difficult and, to be honest, a bit embarrassing. At weekends, we relax at the country club, membership costs £10 a month, and lie by the pool, where the dress rules are more relaxed. In the evenings, we sit in cafes by the sea and smoke apple shisha. Soon the crescent moon will signal the end of Ramadan, and the country will show us another face.